Some call this plant Althea. I call it Rose of Sharon, today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Rose of Sharon is sometimes mistakenly called hollyhock, as the flowers are similar, but to me, there's no comparison. Big and bold in the landscape, I've seen many Rose of Sharon planted in the wrong location and blocking windows, doors, porches, etc. I've recently become fascinated with some of the newer selections from Proven Winners, Orchid Satin, Purple Pillar, and Polly Petite. Orchid Satin have large, beautiful single orchid pink blooms with a dramatic red eye accent. This plant has the potential for a mature height greater than 10 feet and a 4 to 6 foot spread. I really like the fact that Orchid Satin is a sterile seedless selection. If you have a more narrow space, then Purple Pillar is the Rose of Sharon for you. It has a naturally columnar growing habit. Purple Pillar will grow 10 or more feet tall, but is only 3 feet wide. I've noticed each stem is covered along its entire length with bright purple blooms, each having a dark purple red eye. I've got one more option to consider for a small space, Polly Petite. The dwarf habit is fantastic, only growing about 3 to 4 feet tall and wide with large lavender pink flowers. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman, and I hope you join me next time on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.